Some banks are trying to clean up their books, in part by getting rid of the backlog of properties they're saddled with. When a bank forecloses on a home, it takes ownership of the property. Mari Saito of member station WCPN in Cleveland reports on a bank that's getting creative in its efforts to get rid of the properties.
Remember when banks were giving away toasters, or maybe even a blender if you came in and opened a new account? If you had walked into an AmTrust bank in Scottsdale, Arizona recently, you could help yourself to plates of cookies and fruit sitting out in front of the safe and listen to staffers like Tim Knight offering discounts on bank-owned houses.
So sorry to interrupt you guys. We can get back to talking and have a good time in just a second. Just want to welcome you everybody for being here. I know we have a great mix of folks and real estate agents. We have some obviously interested buyers tonight with us. So
a cute frog holding house keys and a sign reading, "Looking for a new pad," is the face of AmTrust's aggressive new campaign. The Cleveland-based bank got into trouble last November when the Office of Thrift Supervision ordered it to beef up its finances or face sanctions or closure. Doreen Rast, an AmTrust senior regional manager, told the crowd events like this were part of the company's fix.
We submitted a plan. We expect to be able to be a healthy bank very, very soon. And part of that is moving this bank-owned property, which is why we have these events.
But Rick Sharga, vice president of marketing at the online foreclosure marketplace RealtyTrack, says AmTrust is not alone. These days, Sharga says, lenders are finding that just using a realtor or auction house to move bank-owned property isn't enough.
The banks are in almost desperate need of finding creative new ways to dispose of the properties that they're foreclosing on now simply because of the volume.
RealtyTrack has nearly 1.8 million foreclosed properties in its database. But Sharga says over half of those are not listed in the multiple listing service realtors use. Some of these lost properties are new foreclosures that haven't yet hit the market. But many are houses that have been delisted after sitting on the market for months.
And that's a pretty significant amount of potential inventory, especially since it's distressed inventory, that's just not yet incorporated into the statistics we see on an everyday basis.
So lenders are also getting creative in hopes of hooking a new customer. Municipalities and nonprofits flush with $4 billion in new federal dollars meant to fix up foreclosures. In Ohio, Cuyahoga County, which includes Cleveland, is considering buying 550 houses from loan servicers in a deal brokered by a new company called REO Clearinghouse. Cuyahoga County Treasurer Jim Rokakis wants the properties for the county land bank because he says he's fed up with speculators flipping cheap foreclosures.
It's up to us to create a firewall between that group of speculators and the public. We think a clearinghouse is the most effective way for us to get our hands on these properties.
Back in Scottsdale, Arizona, some customers seem to appreciate lenders' aggressive efforts. Potential buyer Dorothy Pierce likes that she can take a close look at the nearly dozen properties featured at the event in the AmTrust branch.
This, we're going right to the bank. I think this is more beneficial all the way around. We know what the bank wants, what they're willing to negotiate. It's more efficient, especially in our economy.
As for results, the realtors at the event say many of the properties shown are now under contract. For NPR News, I'm Mari Saito in Cleveland.